आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मा ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Chapter 4, Section Number 4, First Mantra. Satya Kamoha Jabalaha
Satya Kamoha Jabalaha
Jabalam Matara Mamantram Chakre मातरमामन्त्ययां चक्रे ब्रह्मचर्यं भवति विवक्ष्यामि किं गोत्रोऽन्वहमस्मीति सा हैनमुवाच नाहमेतद्वेद तात यद्गोत्रस्त्वमसि बह्वहं चरन्ति परिचारिणी यौवने त्वामलभे साहमेतन्न वेद यद्गोत्रस्त्वमसि जबाला तु नामाहमस्मि सत्यकामो नाम त्वमसि स सत्यकाम एव जाबालो ब्रुवीथा इति सह हारिद्रुमतम् गौतममेत्योवाच ब्रह्मचर्यं भगवती वत्स्याम्युपेयाम् भगवन्तमिति तगुं होवाच किं गोत्रोनु सोम्यासीति सहोवाच नाहमेतद्वेद नाहमेतद्वेद भोः यद्गोत्रो हमस्मि अपृच्छं मातरम् सा मा प्रत्यब्रवीत् प्रत्यब्रवीत् बह्वहं चरन्ति परिचारिणी यौवने त्वामलभे स சாஹமேதன்னவேத யத்கோத்ரஸ்த்வமசி ஜவாலாது நாமாஹமஸ்மி சத்யகாமோ நாம த்வமசீதி சோஹம் சத்யகாமோ ஜாபாலோஸ்மி போயிதி தகும் ஹோவாச நைததப்ராம்ஹணோ விவக்துமர்ஹதி ததப்ராம்ஹணோ சமிதகும் சோம்ய ஆஹர உபத்வா நேஷ்யேன சத்யதகாயிதி தமுபநீயம் ருஷானாம் பலானாம் சதுஷ்சதாகாஹ குஷானாம் சதுஷ்சதாகாஹ நிராக்ருத்ய உவாச இமாஹ சோம்யானு சம்ப்ரஜேதி சோம்யானு சம்ப்ரஜேதி தா அபிப்ரஸ்தாபயன்னுவாச அபிப்ரஸ்தாபயன்னுவாச நாசஹஸ்ரேணாவர்த்தேயேதி சஹஸ்ரேணாவர்த்தேயேதி சஹ வர்ஷகணம் ப்ரோவாச தாயதா சஹஸ்ரம் சம்பேதுஹு In this fourth chapter, fourth section onwards, we are seeing the Brahma Chatushpad Upasana. ஆர் சதுஷ்பாத் பிரம்ம உபாசன ஃபோர் குவார்டர்ஸ் பாத மீன்ஸ் குவார்டர்ஸ் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் ஃபோர் பாதாஸ் பாத மீன்ஸ் லெக் மீனிங் ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர் பட் ஹியர் பாத மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் ஒன் ஃபோர்த் மீன்ஸ் சதுஷ்கள In one-fourth of that pada, there are four kalas, four portions, or four parts. Kala means part. Chatushkala. Four portions in each pada. Like that, four padas. Four into four. 16 shodasha kala an artham 16 kalas of brahman in this first fourth section we are getting the story part how the student approach his teacher look into the first mantra satya kamaha javalaha The student name is Satyakama. He approached his mother, Jabala. Mataram Amantriya. He approached his mother or called his mother. He asked, Brahmacharyam Bhavati. Vivasyami. I am going to study Vedas, scriptures. Therefore, Kim Gotram, what is my Gotram? Aham Asmi. What is my gotram? You please tell me, because I have to tell my teacher what is my gotram. Then the second mantra, the mother gives the answer. Jabala, aham na veda, I do not know what is your gotram, what lineage you belong to. I do not know. Aham na veda tata. Tata means, oh my dear son. Yat gotram tvam asi, aham na veda. Why? What is the reason she gives? Bahvaham charanti paricharini, I was serving to my family. Yavane tvam alabhe, when I was serving very young, I was so much absorbed in my duties. Those days I got you as my child. Aham na veda yat gotram tvamasi. She lost her husband at a very young age, when this boy was very, very young. And this sentence may lead to some type of misunderstanding. I got you at a very young age, I do not know your gotra means, generally people mistake. This son may be an illegitimate son. Then she says she do not know the gotram. Generally people think like that. But then Shankaracharya writes commentary there, we should not think like that. Even Anandagiri also, another Tikakara, who wrote all commentaries, you know, Tika, sub-commentary upon Shankara's commentaries. Upon Shankara Bhashyam, Anandagiri wrote Tika. Tika means sub-commentary. He also justifies. How he justifies this son, who is a Satyakama, is a legitimate son, not illegitimate son. He, they give the reason here. Three reasons they point out here. Bahvaha paricharayanti asam, that means those days generally ladies were very shy. Therefore they don't ask all the details of the family. Generally fluke, by that way they are talking, they will listen. But they never interfere directly and ask. Therefore he gives first reason, lajjavata asid. He used that word, lajjavata means shy. She felt very shy to ask what is our gotram. That is the first reason. Second reason, since she has lost her husband, dukkhitavati, she was very sad. And she is not able to ask even relatives, nearby people also, what is our gotram. She never asked. Dukkhitavati. This is another reason. Lajjavashat or dukkhatapavashat. Two reasons. Third reason, parichara chittatvat. Parichara means only serving. She knows only how to serve. Till today also there are many women, they never interfere certain matters in the family. Just they do their duties. Ideal housewife. So, Paricharaya chittatva, her mind is always soaked in serving all people all the time. Therefore, she never thought of to ask, to know, to find out what is the gotram. So, these are the reasons why she doesn't know the gotram. He is not an illegitimate son, we should not take like that. So this is clear. So then when son approach her, She gave the same answer. What she says, I do not know your gotram. What she says, my name is Jabala, your name is Satyakama. You tell your guru, Satyakama Jabala. Then in the third mantra, this boy, Saha Haridrumatam Gautamam Etya Uvacha. He approached the teacher. The teacher name is Haridrumata. He belonged to the Gautama Rishi family. And he has approached the guru and asked, Uvacha. Brahmacharyam Bhagavati Vatsyami Upeyam Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, how he approached Guru and addressed his Guru. Hey Bhagavan, they looked at the Guru as a Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, I like to stay near you. Upeyam, I want to stay with you and I want to follow Brahmacharya Vratam. Brahmacharya Vratam, I want to follow and I want to stay with you. Means what? Please teach me. Please teach me the scriptures. That is the meaning. Then the Guru asked the fourth mantra, Tagum ho vacha kim gotram somya asi iti he somya. Oh, pleasing one. Pleasing one in a... The student is looking so good looking. Good looking means not just by glamour, no, not handsome. The internal shraddha, bhakti, the humility and devotion towards the guru, it brought a lot of sadhutvam in the face. Hey Somya, he asked, what is your grotram? Then same answer, whatever mother said, he reveals there. See, Saha Uvacha, Na Aham Tad Veda, I do not know my gotram. He Bho, Bhaye Bhagavan, I do not know my gotram. Yad gotram Aham Asi, what is my gotram? And which gotram I belong to, I do not know, Na Veda. Then he said, I have asked my mother, Mataram Apritcha. Before coming to you, I know you will ask me this gotram. Before coming to you, I have asked my mother already. What she said, Sa Pratyabravid. What she replied, no? Her replied, same thing he says. Bahvaham Charanti. Same words he uttered here. Paricharini Yavvanetva Malabhe. See, as it is the words, whatever mother said, when I was serving to my family, very young age, I got you. Therefore, I do not know your gotram. My name is Jabala, your name is Satyakama, therefore your gotram is Satyakama Jabala. She said, Satyakamaha nama tvamasiti saha aham Satyakama Jabalaha asmi. I am Satyakama Jabalaha. This is what I know about me. I know my name. I know mother name. I do not know anything. And the Guru is so happy. The fifth mantra, Tagum ho vacha. The Guru replied. But he said, Abrahmanaha etad na vivaktum arhati. A non-Brahmin cannot speak this much truth. You must belong to be a great gotram, great lineage. That truth itself shows you belong to a very noble family. I may not know your gotram, you may not know your gotram, but that wholeheartedly you are talking, You are revealing, you are open, with open-mindedness you are saying the truth, whatever your mother said. That means that itself shows your samskara. That itself shows your samskara, that you have come from a higher noble family. Abrahmanaha na vivaktum arhati means a non-Brahmin is not deserved to say this much truth. So we should not mistake here, a non-Brahmin will not speak truth. Na? Whoever speak truth, he must be belong to a higher noble family. Samskrita lineage, parampara anartham. That is the intention here. Arhati, therefore what he said? Samidhagum somya ahara. Now you bring samidha, means he want to do upanayanam. Because this boy lost his father very young age. So the guru has to do upanayanam, he has to give Gayatri mantra diksha. Samidhaham ahara. You go and bring twigs to make fire. Then tvam neshye na satyaga iti. See, because you are protecting the truth, satya vachanam, till today you are deserved to get that upanayanam now. You have got that samskara. After doing that tam upaniya, having done that upanayanam to that boy, what the teacher said? Sit down, I will teach you Mundaka Upanishad. He didn't tell. What he said, you see? Krishanam abalanam chatushata gaha nira kritya uvacha. The guru said, you look this, look at these cows, cattle, they are looking so weak, krishah, very weak, they don't have strength at all. Abalahana, balarahitam, no strength also, very thin, weak, no strength at all. Such cows, chatushataha, 400 cows. Gaha means cows. He removed from untied from that that where the cattle stay. From there he removed their untied them and uvacha. What he said, Imaha he somya samrajeti. You take care of them. All 400 cows, you have to feed them every day. What a lot of power. Ta abhiprasthanam prasthapayan uvacha. Then when he is taking those cows to graze them, what Satyakama said? He said, na sahasrena varteyeti. Until they become 1,000, I will not come back. I will take them, these 400 cows, and I will graze them, I will take care of them, I will make them strong, healthy. Every day I will make them to eat grass and take water and all. And these 400 have to become 1,000. That means what? And they have to kutti podan on mata, they have to give birth to calves. So many, and they have to become 1,000. Not only, total 1,000, sahasram. Until that I will not come back. What a promise. He did not ask. The guru did not ask. You make them 1,000. It is his sankalpa. Just he asked them, you go and take them and graze them when they are very weak, please. And the guru said, he is one step further. I will make them 1,000, then only I will come back. He did not ask, when you are going to teach me? When you are going to teach me Bhagavad Gita Upanishad? He did not ask. We have to learn through this story. ஸ்ரத்தா, பக்தி, தபஸ், பிரம்மச்சரியம், ஆல் ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு அட்டெயின் த நாலேஜ். த்ரூ த ஸ்டோரி யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தீஸ் வேல்யூஸ். தென் சஹா வர்ஷகணம் ப்ரோவாசா. So many years he stayed in taking care of those cows for many years. Many years, it is not possible making them thousand within few days or few months. It will take many years. Therefore, Varshaganam Provasa Ta Yada Sahasragam Sampeduhu. Until they become thousand, he stayed somewhere taking, and that means he went to mountain area somewhere where that grass is available, water is available. He left the guru. Up to here, this is the story part. Next, fifth mantra onwards, we are getting the upasanas. Chatushpad Brahma Upasana. Now, what will happen in the meantime, we have to understand. They became thousand. And once they became thousand, one day, that Satyakama heard a voice from one of the cattle, bull, the Rishabhaha. Among those, cows are there and bulls are also there. Then only he can make thousand. So bulls are, they have given the birth to a small, the bull is there and it is started talking. And that story part comes, and that bull is going to teach to this Satyakama, this Brahma Vidya. Saguna Brahma Upasana is going to be taught by this one of the bull, and from this mantra we are going to get that upasana. We'll read the first mantra, fifth section.
Atha hainam rishabham abhyuvada satyakama iti. பகவ இதிஹ ப்ரதிசுஶ்ராவ. ப்ராப்தாஹ சௌம்ய சஹஸ்ரகம் ஸ்மஹ. ப்ராபயன ஆச்சார்ய குலம். ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்ச தே பாதம் ப்ரவாணீதி. ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்ச தே பாதம் ப்ரவாணீதி. ப்ரவீது மே பகவானிதி. தஸ்மை ஹோவாச. ப்ராச்சீ திக்கலா ப்ரதீச்சீ திக்கலா. தக்ஷிணா திக்கலோ தீசி திக்கலாம். தீசி திக்கலா ஏஷ வை சோம்ய சதுஷ்கலஹ பாதஹ. ப்ரஹ்மணஹ பிரகாஷவான் நாமம். சய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ. ப்ரகாஷவான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே. ப்ரகாஷவான் அஸ்மின் லோகே பவதி. ப்ரகாஷவதோஹ லோகான் ஜயதி. ப்ரகாஷ ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ ப்ரகாஷவான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே.
The devatas were very much pleased. Vayu devata enter in the body of this bull. Actually, we may wonder how a bull can talk. How we have to understand here, since this boy is taking care of the cows, following the words, implementing the words of his guru, his shraddha, bhakti, and the devatas want to help him. And this devata entered in the body of that bull and talking, asking, Rishabhaha abhyuvada satyakamani, he is calling, Rishabha, I gave dirgham there. How much dirgham I have given, you have to give. Swamini might have read wrongly. That's why you have stopped the dirgham. Here he is sambodhana. Satyakama, calling. How you call your son or daughter? This Rishabha is calling that devata. This devata is called Vayu devata. He's calling Satyakama. Hey Satyakama, Bhagava iti ha pratishushrava, first mantra. Hey Bhagavan, immediately Satyakama Jabala replied, yes Bhagavan, oh Satyakama, ah yes I am here. Response. Taptaha somya sahasragum smaha. We are all here, 1,000, then take us to prapaya Naha Acharya Kulam. Please take us to your teacher's house. Teacher's Gurukulam, you take us. Because we all of us are here, 1,000. You can take us there. That also you do not know. Because he cannot count 1,000. So just he is doing his duty. Not like us, you know. When we are doing, we count the result always. Before it is coming to fulfill, we count hundreds of times, you know. But this boy is not at all bothered, you know. He will take care of, you know, depending on God. The devata came in, Brahmanascha te padam bravaniti. I am going to teach you. Please take us to your guru, he said. Then he started taking them to the guru. And that bull is continuing the dialogue. What it says, Brahmanaha padam bravani iti na, te bravani. I will teach you that chatushkala brahma upasana. Then upasana means immediately you have to understand saguna brahma upasana. When the word upasana comes immediately, sagunama, nirgunama? Sagunam. I need not tell you, but you have to understand that. Bravani iti. Then this voice is, Bravitu me bhagavan iti. Please teach me. Please teach me. Tasmai ho vacha. Then he started teaching. This Vayu Devata, in the form of the bull, started teaching. We have to remember here, yasya deve parabhakti hi yatha deve tatha gurau tasya ite khyadita yarthaha prakashyamte mahatmanaha. Whoever worship their guru equal to Ishvara, they will get total knowledge, whatever is there in that text, completely. Yasya deve parabhakti hi yatha deve tatha gurau. Local guru, who is 70 kgs, 80 kgs or 60 kgs guru, after all ordinary human body, But this student has to look at the Guru like Deva Bhagavan. Esya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tadha Gurau. What is the benefit for him? The scriptures will be unfolded, revealed. Even Guru has not anything left out, that also will be revealed. That is the secret here, how Satyakama Jabala is getting. What is that upasana? First one, that Rishabha is telling, see, worship each direction as Brahman. That Brahman is pervading each direction. Prachi Dik, eastern side, Brahman is pervading. Pratichi Dik, western side, also Brahman is pervading. Dakshinadik, southern side also, Brahman is pervading. With that bhavana, you worship that Saguna Brahman. Udichidik, northern side also, you do upasana. With that intention, the Brahman is pervading in this direction. With that attitude, with that bhavana, you have to meditate upon. So what? If I meditate upon that Brahman like this, what benefit I am going to get? The benefit has been given here in the third mantra. Etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanah. Whoever knows this upasana, Brahman at chatushkala, four directions is pervading and meditating upon four directions as Brahman, that person get effulgence. Prakashavan iti upaste. That Prakashavan means the Brahman is manifesting in all the four directions. Prakashavan, manifesting effulgent Chaitanya Rupena. Prakashavan asmin loke bhavati. That upaska will become effulgent in this loka. Shining, you know. Shining face and shining, whole life is shining. Shining, and he will not carry 1000 watt bulb on the head. Varchas, Brahma Varchas will come. Bhavati, not only that, Prakashavataha Lokan Jayati. He goes to that higher lokas, which lokas are luminary lokas, higher lokas. Prakashavan loka, not lower lokas. Not darker lokas, he goes to Prakashavan lokas, means higher lokas. Bhuvar loka, Suvar loka, Mahar loka, Jana loka, Tapo loka, you know all of them. Okay. Yetamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanaha prakashavan ityupasti. Whoever knows Brahman like this, they attain all these things. In this loka, he prospers, he shines and effulgent. Other lokas also, he will be prosperous and shining, effulgent. Next upasana. So, four over now. One pada is over. Next mantra, sixth section.
Agnishte padam vakteti. Sahasvo bhute gam abhiprasthapayan chakaram tayatra bhisayam babhuvam visayam babhuvu tayatra bhisayam babhuvu. Tatragni upasamadhaya upasamadhaya ga uparudhya samidhamadhaya paschadagnehe prangupopavivesha prangupopavivesha தத்தம் அக்னிரப்யுவாத சத்யகாமாயிதி பகவைதிஹ ப்ரதிசுஸ்ராவ ப்ரஹ்மணஹ சோம்யதே பாதம் ப்ரவாணீதி ப்ரவீது மே பகவானிதி தஸ்மை ஹோவாச பிருத்திவி கலாந்தரிக்ஷம் கலாம் த்யௌஃ கலா சமுத்ரஃ கலாம் ஏஷ வை சோம்ய சதுஷ்கலஹ பாதஹ ப்ரஹ்மணஹ அனந்தவான்நாமம் சய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ அனந்தவான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே அனந்தவான் அஸ்மின் லோகே பவதி அனந்தவதோஹ லோகான் ஜயதி ய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ அனந்தவான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே
நவ் த செகண்ட் பாதா திஸ் ரிஷபஹ சேஸ் தட் இஸ் நாட் செட் ஹியர் இன் த மந்திர அக்னிஷ்டே பாதம் வக்தேதீன் So my teaching is over. Now Agni Devata will come and teach you. Padam Vakteti. Either Upanishad is telling or Rishabha is telling. Next job I am giving to that Agni Devata. Saha Shobhute Ga. What he does every day after getting that knowledge about that Brahma. Jnanam, that means that Brahma is pervading all directions, manifesting as Prakashavan, and he come to, daily he take those cows again towards, moving towards the Guru's house. And by evening, he has to take halt. And what he does, he has to do Sandhya Vandanam. He brings the twigs and all and sit eastern direction and starting his Sandhya Vandanam, his puja ritual, whatever he has to do as a brahmachari, he is doing. Every day he does that. At that time, this Agni Devata comes. And Agni Devata tells, I am going to teach you now about this Chatushkala. What are those Chatushkala we have to see? That is only the difference. Same thing continues. What are those Chatushkala? Prithivi Kala, Antariksham Kala. Four quarters means first quarter is Prithivi. Look at that Prithivi, the earth, as Brahman. Worship that earth as a Brahman. Prithivi, Bhuloka Ityarthaha. Then antariksham, intermediary lokas, antariksham, bhuvar loka. Then the third one is dyauhu means suvar loka, heaven. Then fourth one is samudraha, fourth kala, kala means a portion. Samudraha, the ocean. All these four, you look at them, the earth and the intermediary lokas, antariksham, and dyuloka, heaven, and the ocean. All these are nothing but manifestation of Brahman. Look at them, take them as alambanam, prithvi as alambanam, to whom? For Brahman. Saguna Brahma Upasana. Meditate upon that earth. And meditate upon antariksham as Saguna Brahman. Meditate upon heaven as Saguna Brahman. Meditate upon ocean and Saguna Brahman. What we do when we go to beach? What Shastra is expecting from us? When you look at the ocean, you have to do namaskara, you have to do prokshanam, you have to test your head, the water. This is nothing but Brahman. That bhavana should be there. That's why every day we touch the earth and doing namaskara to the mother earth. And we look at the higher lokas and we do namaskara. These are all said in Shastra, that's why still our ancestors are continuing. Ancestors and a great grandparent, grandparents were continuing. Let us continue that. Our children should know this importance, because everything is Brahman only. This is called macro level. Dik, all directions also, macro level, total, samashti. And this jagat is also macro level, samashti. Looking at the whole jagat is nothing but Brahman. So, you do upasana like that. Ye somya chatushkalaha padaha. These are the four quarters of this dhitiya padaha. Brahmanaha. What type of Brahman? Anantavan. First one is prakashavan. Here anantavan means limitless. Brahman is limitless, pervading upper lokas, higher lokas, bhuloka, samudra, where he is not. He is everywhere, anantavan, infinite. So what? You will become infinite. You will also become infinite. Anantavan bhavati. What is the phalam? He will become prosperous. Limitless. He get everything unlimited. Money, what do you want? Clothes, food, lot of money, everything unlimited. You have to say, podum, enough, enough you have to say. That much you get, sufficiently. That means prosperous. Anantam. Prosperous. Higher, the limitless lokas he will get. Asmin loke anantavan bhavatin. Lame. Sumptuous, plenty he will get. Fully he will get. There are so many things to eat. So many dresses to wear. So many houses to stay, so many cars, so many things. So many, and one car is also. Somebody will take you by car. Somebody will give dress, somebody will give food, somebody. Who is giving? Bhagavan only giving, everything. The Anantavan Bhavati. Everything limitlessly you will get, Wonderful. So even higher lokas also Anantavan Bhavati. Yad Bhavam. Tad bhavati. As you think, so you become. Now, seventh section. Tritiya pada, again chatushkala. Now, eight over. Now, seventh section.
Hagum saste padam vakte te. Saha shobhute gam. Abhiprasthapayan chakaram tayatra visayam babhuvuhum tatragnim upasamadhayam ga uparudhyam Samidhamadhayam Paschadagnehe பிராங்குபோபவிவேஷம் தகும் ஹகும் ச உபநிபத்யாப்யுவாத தகும் ஹகும் ச உபநிபத்யாப்யுவாத சத்யகாமா இதி பகவ இதி அப்ரதிசுஸ்ராவ ப்ரஹ்மணஹ சௌம்யதே பாதம் ப்ரவாணீதி ப்ரவீது மே பகவானிதி தஸ்மை ஹோவாச அக்னிக்கலா சூர்யக்கலா சந்திரக்கலா வித்யுத்கலா ஏஷ வை சௌம்ய சதுஷ்கலஹ பாதஹ ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜோதிஷ்மான் நாம ச ய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ ஜோதிஷ்மான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே ஜோதிஷ்மான் அஸ்மின் லோகே பவதி ஜோதிஷ்மதோஹ லோகான் ஜயதி ய ஏதமேவம் வித்வான் சதுஷ்கலம் பாதம் ப்ரஹ்மணஹ ஜோதிஷ்மான் இத்யுபாஸ்தே நௌ த த்ருதீய பாதாஹ செவன்த் செக்ஷன் இன் திஸ் த டீச்சர் இன் த form of devata surya devata hamsa means agumsa I read na agumsa means hamsa ityartha hamsa surya bhagwan name is called hamsa the surya bhagwan is also white in color hamsa is also swan is also white in color hamsa that moves in the sky surya bhagwan also moves in the sky therefore சூரிய பகவான் அனதர் நேம் இஸ் ஹம்சா சோ தட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆதித்ய தேவதா சூரிய தேவதா த புல் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் டெல்ஸ் ஹியர் ஹே சத்யகாமன் காலிங் யா எஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஹியர் ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு டீச் யூ ப்ளீஸ் டீச் மீ கண்டினியூ சேம் லைக் தட் வாட் ஆர் த கலர்ஸ் ஓன்லி டிஃபரன்ஸ் ஹியர் அக்னி கலா One, that Agni Devata is the manifestation of Brahman, is the one quarter of that Brahman. Now we understand why we worship Agni, why we worship Samudraha, why we worship Earth. So, Agni Kala, then number two, Surya Kala. Even that sun, Lord Sun is also nothing but the Brahman's manifestation. ஜோதி ரூபேண ஜோதி ரூபேண தென் ஆல் லியூமினரிஸ் ஹியர் சூர்யா அக்னி ஆல் ஆர் ஷைனிங் ஒன் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் பிரில்லியன்ட் ஒன்ஸ் ஹியர் சந்திரா லியூமினரி அனதர் லியூமினரி யூ வர்ஷிப் சந்திரா ஆஸ் த சகுண பிரம்மன் அண்ட் வித்யுத் நவ் ரீசென்ட்லி வி ஹவ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் சோ மச் ஆஃப் லைட்னிங் இன் சென்னை Many people might have slept deeply, I do not know. I saw a lot of lightnings, no? Few weeks before also, so much lightning. That lightning is nothing but Brahman. In Kaina Upanishad also we saw that. So all these four quarters, one kala, Agni kala, Suryaha, Chandra and Vidyata, lightning. Whoever worship that Brahman in these forms, as a jyotishman iti that sun that brahman is jyoti rupeṇa
Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Like that. So jyoti rupena. He also shine. Become like a luminary. Tejas. Everybody looks at that person while coming. So attractive. So attractive. Not by applying fair and lovely. Not by applying, doing anything. Without anything. You become Jyotishman Bhavati. Because always thinking about Jyoti, 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 light, Prakasham, Prakasham. That Jyoti is Prakasha Swarupam, Jyotishman Bhavati. And go to upper lokas also. And he will become, attain the luminary lokas. There also he stays a length of time. Upasaka. Meaning, Jivan Mukti Varle. He has to go to higher lokas. There he will get. The next 8th section.
Madgushte padam vakte te saha shobhute gam abhiprasthapayan chakaram यत्राभिस्सायं बभूवुः तत्राग्निम् उपसमाधाय गा उपरुध्य समिधमाधाय पश्चादग्नेः Prangupopavivesham.
What this mantra tells, Madgushte padam vakteti. Madgushta, madgu means an aquatic bird. That bird, water diver. That diver bird, it goes inside, the miles together it goes inside and it can see water all there inside the water. That is called madgu. Madgu bird. Bird, bird. Aquatic bird. That bird which lives in the water, goes into the water, that bird. Here, Madgu bird, not bird is teaching. We have to take it as water, Varuna Devata. Saha shobhute gaha. So at the evening time, so what he does again? He stay in one place and tatra sayam babhuhu and he bring that samidham adhaya, he does agnihotram there, samidhadanam. He practice that sayam sandhya he does there. And there he is going to worship the mantra is going to come, all these prana, chakshu, shrotram, manas. This is Adhi Adhyatma. Adhi Daivam is over. Adhi Bhautikam over. Adhyatmam is coming now. So, macro and micro are one and the same. Jivatma, Paramatma are not different. Brahman is not separate. So, that is he going to say in the coming mantras. We'll see those mantras in the next.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ